bet I lose.
This is Dr. Cat, Space Research. Report to Space Control Jet. You are required to lead Project Farstar, brought forward to tomorrow. Report immediately.
Well, that's that, Spaghetti. Did you happen to hear her name? Dr. Cat.
The makers of Jungle Oats and Black Cat Peanut Butter bring you the incredible adventures of the most amazing man of our time, Jet Jungle, and his black leopard, Jupiter. A fantastic pair who fearlessly fight evil wherever they find it. Tonight, Project Farstar.
That's a pretty healthy roar from the kings of the jungle. They're healthy because they eat plenty of what's good for them. It's the same with you growing youngsters. Eat a healthy breakfast of nourishing jungle oats, and you're roaring to go.
Mom, I won the 400-meter race, and I'm in the first soccer team for Saturday.
That's jungle talk.
Mom, I scored twice at hockey, and I'm going riding with Jilly on Sunday.
That's jungle talk. Eat good, nourishing jungle oats for breakfast every day, and you're roaring to take on anything. Jungle Oats, South Africa's champion energy breakfast.
Oh, what about it? We hear a tape playback of something we think comes to us from outer space, and then you receive a message from the Teletron jet.
That's right, Spaghetti.
Yeah. And the person who is trying to get us from outer space, we think, is called Cat. Huh?
Yes, Spaghetti.
And the person who just called you on the Teletron is a person called Cat.
Dr. Cat.
Okay. So you've got two people called Cat. You should worry. Okay, Jupiter. Don't have to tell me. There is something wrong somewhere.
He takes time to click, doesn't he, Jet?
Sam, it must be that palm wine he had in Hakiari.
Pity. Such a fine brain, what?
Yes, I know.
Now, wait a minute. Now, Cat in outer space. Cat in charge of space research. Each is a woman.
Check.
And each have the same name. I mean, has.
Check.
And each have the same voice. Has.
Check.
And one is here on Earth.
Check.
And the other in outer space.
Check.
But they are one and the same person.
Check.
Impossible.
Spaghetti, will you stop stalling? You're not stupid. You know you're not stupid.
No. Even though I say it myself, I'm not stupid all the time. And of course I make fun of this now, but what do you think is up? Maybe the tape recording is not from outer space, but from Earth. Oh, you shut up, Black Cat. What do you know from tape recording, huh?
Oh, Jupiter, later, boy, please. Look, you and Spaghetti can have a wrestle when we get back to Orion's Peak.
Yeah, so we actually get to Orion's Peak for once.
Well, we have to refuel the Vertijet to get him. Just generally check on things.
Yeah, of course. But we leave almost immediately for space control.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Spaghetti.
Why the two Jets?
Well, Spaghetti, I just wish I knew.
You see, I seem to make the memories of something else we did in space not so long ago. With scorpions running around, and they were twice as the size of a man, eh? And a little boy who... You think of him sometimes, eh? The star child.
Yes, Spaghetti. Often.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, I think of this, and I think also of the two cats. And maybe, Jet, we walk into a trap.
How do I know, Spaghetti?
But you are supposed to know these things.
Well, give me a chance, Spaghetti. Let me get the space control and ask Dr. Cat herself what's up. Huh?
Oh, you can ask her, Spaghetti.
Me?
You.
But I thought we agreed that I was to become caretaker or a janitor or whatever you call it. I mean, Orion's Peak has not been cleaned and dusted for a long time.
You are coming with us, Spaghetti?
Must I?
Mm-hmm.
The union will object.
What union?
The union of professional caretakers, janitors, and dust cleaners.
What are you going on about, Spaghetti?
I'm not quite sure, but I don't want to go out to space.
But it could be fun, Spaghetti.
Yeah, fun, she says.
Yes. If I remember what you and Jet told me, the whole project, Project Far Star, is going to go to the very reaches of the outer galaxy. Interesting. Oh, fun, as I said.
I don't know. But you think you need me, Ron? I mean, Jet, you are to lead the project. You really do need me along?
I think so, Spaghetti, yes, as third in command.
Who will you make second?
Sam, I think, but you should worry. You don't want to come along as it is anyway.
Who said so?
You did.
Well, that was some idioto speaking. I'm coming along, and you need me. You know you do. What do you think you make, huh? Jet, you make a woman second in command. What about me? Didn't I save you from the creatures in the Himalayas, eh? Didn't I make those Americans make the submarine go into the harbor and we catch them, eh?
Oh,
wasn't it me? You can start the laughing, but you try and leave me behind. You see what happens. I complain to my union. You are not leaving me behind. I am second in command. Eh? I think I got a funny feeling I have just talked myself into something.
And these are the rockets. Countdown has begun. You will be required to take your place in the rockets as of approximately 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. Doctor, how many in the project? How many rockets? Well, let me put it this way. 3 in all. The rockets will be fired in sequence, Miss Miller, and there'll be a docking in outer space. That is, in sequence again. 3 outer space rockets, which you see perched on these lift rockets, joining up in space.
And then, Dr. Kent?
And then, Mr. Jungle, you're on your way. Main propulsion will be from the command ship, which you will be in charge of.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll take the other 2 ships with you. Our astronauts have been told that you are in command.
The ships, as you say. The main ship. How big?
It will take Mr. Jungle, Miss Miller, and yourself, Professor.
And Jupiter?
Of course. This way, please.
Right, come along. Come, Sam. Get it.
These are the other 2 rockets there.
Yeah.
With the ships perched on top. They are 2-man ships. So the entire team will be yourselves and 4 astronauts. I'll take you along to meet them now, if you like.
Doctor, thank you. Just one thing. Of course, when we get to the outer galaxies, we undock and the 3 ships can operate independently?
Of course. And the return procedure is a docking, linking, and eventually back into our atmosphere. On re-entry to our skies, there'll be an immediate undocking, and the 3 ships will again land in sequence.
Land, Dr. Kett?
Just a phrase, Miss Miller. Re-entry and recovery. That's what I mean. Shall we go and meet the team?
Yes, please. And afterwards, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk to you, Dr. Kent.
There will be a briefing, of course.
Yes, of course. We know about that, but, that and a private meeting.
Oh? Why?
We've got something rather interesting to play you.
Sorry, Mr. Jungle, I'm not with you.
Now, you will be. Maybe you won't be when you hear what it is we have to play for you. But it is important.
Why?
Because you cannot be in 2 places at once. And that is why.
This is some kind of joke, perhaps?
No.
No joke, Dr. Kett. As you'll find out after we've met our fellow astronauts.
Again in 1 hour. Okay. Final briefing and embarkation.
Okay, thanks. Nice to know you, Jet.
Yes. See you later, Sam.
Goodbye.
All right.
Thank you.
Now, you have something to play me?
That's right, Dr. Kitt. Maybe use that tape machine in the corner. It does have playback.
Of course. But wouldn't you care to tell me what's up?
Wouldn't you like to listen first, Doctor, please?
Okay.
Sam, would you set things up there?
All right, Jet?
Go ahead, Sam. Give the take full volume, huh? I'd like to hear if there's anything else on that thing, on that tape.
Cat. Cat.
Earth. Kit, come, Star. Kit, come, Star. Kit, help us. Kit. Kit.
All right, fine. Cut it, Sam. Well, Dr. Kett, what do you think, huh?
That was me. My voice, my name.
Well?
Without the accent.
Dr. Kett?
Where did this tape come from?
They caught it at Orion's Peak some weeks ago. Something we picked up and recorded before our last adventure, which I happened to solve completely on my own, incidentally. With some help.
Of course.
This is most mysterious. And it sounds as though I'm talking to you from outer space.
That's right, Doctor.
But that's impossible. May we hear it again, please?
Sam, please, will you step up again? All right, Doctor, let's go.
Kit. 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 You. Earth. Kit. Come, Star. Kit, come, Star. Kit, help us. Kit. Kit.
Stop her.
Hey, you heard something, Kit. On the end of the tape.
Yeah, cut it, Sam. Yes, I heard something. Sam, spool back a bit quickly, please. All right, play it again, Sam.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
Come, Star. Kit, help us. Kit. Kit.
Stop her.
Cut it, Sam.
Kit, there's something there. A deeper voice saying, stop her.
That's right, Spaghetti.
Well, Dr. Kit, what do you make of it,
I don't know, but I've heard that voice before. I've heard that voice before.
Yes, Black Cat peanut butter is made from pure, rich peanuts. It's packed with energy-giving goodness. And the taste, well, children love it.
Black Cat peanut butter. It's the energy-giving sandwich bread. It's the greatest taste right next to bread. It's the one that helps you get ahead. Black Cat peanut butter.
Before, that voice. The voice that said, stop her.
Well, who is it, Doctor? Do you really know?
No one I know. In my dreams, perhaps? Mr. Jungle, what's going on?
Sir, you're a dog. What did you like about Dogmore dog food?
It's the gravy.
That's right. Dogmore balanced dog food. It's gravy coated.
Listen every night, Monday to Friday, to the adventures of Jet Jungle, the fittest man in the world. Project Firestar was brought to you by the makers of Black Cat Peanut Butter and Jungle Oats.